When people talk about projections, at the end of the day, a lot of times that position gets pushed higher because of the supply and demand. But, you know, a lot of times you'll be evaluating a player in the fall and you'll think he's a good third-round pick. And the way the board goes and the value of the position, players, I don't want to say are overdrafted, but a team that has needs is certainly going to pull the trigger and take the player maybe a little higher than anticipated. But I think it's a strong class. There's a lot of different type of players from a skill set standpoint. In today's day and age, you have to have a couple backs. You know, David can't play every snap, even though he is a guy that has third down value. You got to have somebody who can take the load off. And there's no doubt that Adrian still has some juice left in the tank, particularly from a run skill standpoint. We know he still runs with a lot of anger and aggressiveness and has the type of contact balance you look for in that position. But in today's day and age, we all know that you have to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield. You have to do a lot of different things. So versatility is really a key. Been really impressed with not only the top guys, but some of the players that could potentially be third, fourth round picks and play a role. You know, last night we were talking to a lot of the offensive linemen, and it's amazing to me how far these guys have come. As they're talking about protections, they're talking about some of the scan stuff that the backs have to do and some of the things that the inside slot receiver sees against this coverage. And, you know, when I was coming out as an offensive lineman, those are certainly things that I didn't think about. But it's getting more and more competitive, and they know that that will help their draft value in the long run. As an evaluator, you don't look at the guys that you've hit on and had success with. You know, you're not in the business to pat yourself on the back. You really, it's a humbling process, both the draft and free agency. So there's a number of guys that, you know, maybe you should have traded up for, or maybe you should have made this decision. But that's the challenging side of the business that excites you, that gets your engine going and gets you out of bed every morning. And we all know that without that quarterback, you can't have sustainable success. Ricky last year showed that he can become a mismatch in the passing game athletically. Stop and start suddenness, his ability to create mismatches, whether it's motioning, put him in the slot, motion him out of the backfield. He is, to me, a guy who's just now scratching the surface and, you know, is a player that we're really excited about moving forward. Chad Williams is somebody who hasn't had a lot of opportunities. Late in the season, he made a couple plays, whether it was had a couple reverses that he ran and showed his speed. Coming from Grambling, I think he's a guy that will continue to get better as he polishes his routes and understands the system better as well. We will have plans in place for not only free agency, but again, a trade option potentially, the draft. So we're all three because we don't have any on the roster currently. So if whether we're going to keep two or three, to me moving forward, we're going to have somebody who's experienced. And there's no doubt that you would like to be able to take a young guy and develop him.